Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A project pairing the Mazur Museum of Art and Poverty Point State Historic Site, which is now on the World Heritage List, is featured in an opening reception coming up Thursday. Joining me to share more is Mazur Museum Director Evelyn Stewart and Curator Ben Hickey. Evie, tell us about this. This is kind of exciting news and something I understand that's been going on for a while, all the work involved. Tell us about this exhibition.
That's right. We're very excited about this exhibition. It is based on a series that the photographer Jenny Ellerby has been working on for a number of years. Basically, she started out going out to Poverty Point and taking photographs of the mounds, which developed into kind of started working with the archaeologists and the other staff who work at Poverty Point to go out there at night and kind of get permission to go get a little deeper into the site to take photographs after hours. And then they asked her to start photographing their very extensive collection of artifacts. So that's how it all kind of came about for Jenny. And then probably a couple years ago, Ben might be a little better with the timeline, I started talking to her about having an exhibition at the Mazur, and it just ended up being perfect timing with our opening and the inscription ceremony at Poverty Point happening within the same month.
It's kind of a rare opportunity, I take it, being able to go out and take some of the pictures after dark. Not normally seen too often.
Right. And, Jenny is, she's a local photographer. She does beautiful work. She's very well respected. And I think she just, approached it with this, she's very respectful of the site and interested in the historical aspect of the site, of course. And, they just kind of formed this great relationship. And then, we have a longstanding relationship with Jenny. She's taught a photography class at the museum since 2008 for us. And it's been really wonderful to kind of get to know Diana Greenlee, the station archaeologist out there, and some of the other staff members at Poverty Point.
Well, Ben, as Evie alluded to, it's been going on for quite a while, getting this to come together. Did it really start with the inception, or when we started hearing, the conversation going on about how it may be on the World Heritage Site? Or when did the conversation about this project take place?
Well, Jenny's in our permanent collection, and we've had a long-term relationship with her. And so it just kind of was a natural thing. I've always been interested in keeping tabs on her because we have that relationship, and the work is phenomenal. The art itself, standalone, is excellent. And it just kind of snowballed into this thing. She's working on a book with LSU Press about the mounds. And it just kind of concurrently evolved naturally out of kind of all of our interests.
Your thoughts on her work and being able to see the site, Poverty Point, just your thoughts on how that reflects the site, which is now on the World Heritage List.
Well, Jenny's always kind of been interested in things that are ecologically at risk, a little environmentalism.
Right.
And she's also been interested in documenting like cultural traditions in Northeast Louisiana, old five and dimes that, might be fading away or going out of business, and trying to preserve that and understand traditions. And so this is just a bigger stage for her interests already, just to be really thoughtful and understand something holistically.
Not only Jenny's contribution to the exhibition, but also Whispering Pines, part of a collection that's going to be involved in this.
Yeah, Bernie Imes is responsible for Whispering Pines. It's a social documentary photography. He's based out of Columbus, Mississippi, but he is a renowned photographer in the United States, and it details the desegregation of a juke joint called Whispering Pines. It's like an informal process that kind of parallels politics and culture in the 20th century South.
Well, Evie, as we look at this exhibition and the collection of works taking place, has the State Department of Tourism, Lieutenant Governor's Office, expressed any interest in using this exhibit perhaps to promote the World Heritage Site?
Absolutely. They've been very involved, of course, as most people know, with the Poverty Point and the inscription ceremony that was held recently. We've been working with his department to try and kind of figure out places where we might be able to travel this exhibition to. So we have a few museums in mind, not only throughout the state, but also in the region, and just kind of see how far reaching we can make this exhibition, because it's, you know, Poverty Point is something that's in North Louisiana. Of course, we're very proud to have it in Louisiana, but it is something that is of importance to the United States and to the history of, you know, humans who lived here. So it really does have a wide reach, and Jenny's art is so beautiful. Her photographs are so well done that it's something that we would be very proud to, you know, put out as our name, as the Master Museum, and as Louisiana, and the Lieutenant Governor's Office agrees. So we're trying to work with them to kind of get it traveled out there.
Yeah, kind of neat showcasing this exhibit here in our area, getting underway with a reception coming up Thursday. Tell us about that.
That's right. The reception will be this Thursday, October 30th, from 6 until 8, and this is a public reception. Usually our receptions are for members only, but given this recent listing on the UNESCO World Heritage Site and all the attention that's been brought to Poverty Point, we really wanted to open this up to the public and invite them to come in and you know, visit the master and be a part of this this wonderful exhibition. And Jenny Ellerby, of course, will be at the reception, and she will be giving a talk. She'll do a talk probably around 6:30 on her exhibition, and we're hoping for really great attendance and just want to share this special exhibit with our community.
Should be a great evening. Again, getting underway at what time?
It starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday, okay, and open to the public. Families are welcome. And I don't know if we've mentioned yet, but in addition to Jenny's photographs in this exhibition, we're also going to have some artifacts from Poverty Point World Heritage Site on display that they very generously put on loan to us. So we're really excited about that as well. We haven't had anything on display like that in the Master. So.
Sounds like a great evening in store. Ben, if someone would like to find out more, how can you do so?
Certainly like us on Facebook and look at our events and our posts, and then also www.mastermuseum.org, or call us at 329-2237.
Evie Stewart is the director of the Master Museum of Art, and Ben Hickey serves as curator there. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.